Well, good morning, Jacob's Well. I'm Charles. I drew the short straw today to talk to you about something fairly serious. I've been coming to Jacob's Well for about 3 years with my family, and I've gotten to know a lot of you in that time. You might remember me from this February. I was helping out with the February Giving Challenge, where we, as a community, raised about $80,000 that was really going to shore up our financial situation for the balance of our fiscal year, which ended on August 31st. And that was successful. It was maybe too successful because clearly we noticed right away that it impacted our regular giving through the balance of the fiscal year. In fact, we, between February and August, fell about $20,000 behind on really where we need to be for our giving. And just last Wednesday, the board, I serve on the board, we met and we were going through the situation. We were talking about it, and we actually adopted our 2016-2017 budget. And unfortunately, this is a very lean organization. And the discretionary costs over the last 10 years have really been squeezed down to nothing. The way that the numbers need to work for this coming year is actually to implement a 5% pay cut to the staff of Jacob's Well. So for the board, that's not something we think is fair. That's not something we want to see. Effectively, what we're doing is we're asking our staff to pay for the church that we want to be together. So what I'm here today to ask you is to evaluate and consider as a community the value that Jacob's Well provides in your life, and to consider whether you can increase your regular giving. So to put some context on this, because we've learned that the $80,000 challenge, had that negative effect on the back end, we're not doing an $80,000 challenge. We could have done that and maybe solved this problem, but then we'd end up right where we are now. So what we want to do instead, and the challenge to us instead, is to replace that growth. We're going to do a smaller challenge, around $50,000, replace that $30,000 in regular giving across the year ahead of us. And if we want to do that and not pass this pay cut along to our staff, it looks more like $50,000 as the increase that we want to accomplish. So this may come as a surprise to many of you. We haven't given a lot of context in the past, and that's partly on us as the board. We're working to come up with a better way to be more transparent about the finances of Jacob's Well, the financial situation, so that this doesn't come as a surprise when we run into this situation. So to do that, I do want to put out a couple numbers today in case you want to make note of them. The 2016-17 annual budget for Jacob's Well is about $340,000. So that pays for youth ministry, for your group life, our gatherings on Sunday, our work in the community, really a broad spectrum beyond the time we have here this morning. Almost all that support, basically effectively all of it comes from the community itself. So there's about 100 individuals and families that contribute on a regular basis to Jacob's Well. As I mentioned, the $80,000 giving challenge we're stepping away from, but to do that, we need to replace that with regular ongoing giving. That's what can bring us into a more reliable and structural balance for our finances. And it sounds like a lot, $50,000, but we can do this together, and there's a few ways we can do it. First, understand that being community together is the primary goal. That's the core value. No one should have giving to church come before their basic needs. Everybody should have a basic budget. Not everybody will be able to give more. Second, if you've become part of this community and you've given through the offering basket or whatever, we really would ask that you evaluate the value and make an automated contribution on an ongoing basis. Typically, we see giving about double when people take that plunge. And if you've taken that already, look again at the value of group life and everything else, and consider whether you could contribute more. If everybody who contributes put in another $40 or so, this situation resolves itself. And then I'll close with we're actually facing a fairly serious situation just this week. In the next 2 or 3 days, we have a few thousand dollars that we're coming in short of just the basic payroll amount. So if you are able, you know, have the primary takeaway be an ongoing regular gift. If you're able to make a one-time gift, that would be fantastic as well, as we work to make sure that we're keeping you better informed of the situation. So we've come a long way in 10 years, where this work is ongoing. We're making a difference in this community. We're making a difference in each other's lives. And with work together, we can make sure that we're sustaining Jacob's Well, not just this year, but for the next 10 years as well.